adjuvant endocrine therapies really changed a lot over the last decade. What we've found is that we have a whole new class of drugs for use in postmenopausal women. So for those women whose estrogen levels are really quite low because their ovarian function is gone, they still have a trickle of estrogen that's produced by the fat and by the adrenal glands. And what we now know is that there are three very good, very effective drugs that are used in the market now to suppress estrogen levels. And they're anastrozole, which is also known as Arimidex. There's letrozole, which is also known by the trade name as Femara. And there's exemestane, which is also known as Aromacin. Anyway, these are three aromatase inhibitor pills that are taken once daily, and they've all been shown to really suppress the estrogen levels in postmenopausal women. Now, what's quite exciting about the last 10 years is that we used to have, as our only option for postmenopausal women in terms of hormonal therapy, the drug tamoxifen, which, although a very good drug and it shows a very significant survival advantage, it prevents recurrences, prevents contralateral breast cancers, still has some Achilles heels. And one of the big problems is with prolonged tamoxifen usage, it can trigger endometrial cancers. The other major issue is that it triggers blood clots. So at the end of the day, tamoxifen is a good drug, very effective, but a few downsides. The nice thing about the aromatase inhibitor story is that each of the three aromatase inhibitors we've discussed is now being shown in basically a set of several trials to improve the chances that a woman would remain free of breast cancer when either used instead of tamoxifen or to replace some of the 5-year course of tamoxifen or even when used after 5 years of tamoxifen. So it's now to the point where almost any woman in your practice, if she's had breast cancer within the last 5 years and she's postmenopausal and has estrogen receptor or progesterone receptor positive disease, that there might be a role here for an aromatase inhibitor. Now, the data is maturing over time, and we've got basically 10 adjuvant trials that have, you know, reported in one fashion or another. And probably the most exciting thing is that there are several groups that have actually taken the results from these trials, put them all into a hat and sort of shaken them up in a meta-analysis to show that not only is disease-free survival improved by this new class of drugs, there's emerging and rather convincing evidence that overall survival is improved as well.